Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BiteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's show. My guest today is Reverend Pamela Cummins, author of Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. Her book is a unique book packed with wisdom for big relationships. Go inside the world of a psychic to see how the spirit world gives knowledge to transform your love life. This book will take you on the journey of self-love, boundaries, intuition, communication skills, and more. Pamela is the musical psychic who specializes in love and relationships, personal growth, life direction, dream interpretation, career and finances. She's available for readings, psychic development coaching, and singles coaching. Pamela is also a radio host and has been a guest on numerous shows, including this show last year, and has written for many publications. She's also an ordained interfaith minister, hypnotherapist, and energy healer. Pamela's show, called The Love Channel Show, can be heard here on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I do have a direct link in the show page description to her show page. And you can also purchase Pamela's book from Amazon and from Smashwords. And for more information, you can always visit her website, which is www.pamelacummins.com, and that's PamelaCummins.com. Okay, with that, let me go ahead and welcome Pamela to the show. Hello, Pamela.
Hello, Robert, and thank you for such a nice introduction.
You're very welcome. So I am looking forward to today's show, and as I mentioned in the introduction, you were on my show last year as part of the Bel Esprit series, and then again, I think, in the year-end series, and you're also going to be part of this year's year-end series, so you'll be back on our show on December 13th, and that's when we have a whole month of talking to people and getting their impressions of the past year and the upcoming year. So I am looking forward to that as well.
That sounds really interesting. Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing the other guest.
Yeah, it should be. I always enjoy that one because it's, you know, one of the things that, you know, by the end of the month, people will really get a clear sense that, you know, what every one of the intuitives have experienced through their clients throughout the year. There always seems to be a very common theme. And quite often, the impressions that people have for the upcoming year are also many times very similar. So it's a great way to kind of get a handle on the upcoming year before it starts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yep, and also do want to let everybody know that I'm going to be on your show in a couple weeks, so I am looking forward to that.
Yes, I have to, you know, I can't think of it offhand. Oh, my God, it's September. I would actually have to check. Thank you.
September
I have my 24th. Calendar, but I would have to, you know, check it. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be neat about your book, The Joy Potential, because that was such a wonderful book. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And for us hosts, it's always a treat to be on the guest side of the conversation, isn't it?
It's so nice not to have to look at the host queue and try and keep track of who's in chat and, you know, oh, I hope the button works, you know. And
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize all the things that we have to do behind the scenes in order to keep the show running. So, but, yeah,
exactly.
it's a nice treat to relax. But so, everybody, do want to let you know that Pamela will be taking phone calls, but we're going to talk a little bit about her book first. So We do have a couple people in the queue, and for those of you there, please stay there, and we will get to your calls shortly. And also want to let you know that if you would like to call in and ask Pamela a question, the number to call in is 619-789-4359. Okay, Pamela, let's go ahead and start talking about your book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. It was a good read. I mean, this is a really good handbook for anybody who is really interested in kind of finding or even maintaining, you know, that love relationship that is that everybody is searching for.
Yes, it is. And quite honestly, I have to say this book is my baby. I have another one that came out. And, you know, of course I love this, but this is my baby because this is everything that I wrote about in this book, all the steps, all the topics, are things that I've done in my own life. You know, things that I have learned that took me many years. I've been working on myself since 1989. And I really see how these tools help my life, my love life, and just all my relationships in general. So like I said, it's my baby, you know. It took me years to give birth to it, not the 9 months, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's funny that gestation period can be quite long with some of these books.
Yeah, and very painful. I think it's almost as painful as labor, my God. It goes on longer.
It can be. Well, you know, that's a, I'm glad you brought that up. That was one of the first things that I wanted people to recognize is that the information that you put in your books, you've tried personally. I mean, those are things that you have done, tools that you've used. So it's one of these things where, you know, you're definitely talking what you walked.
Exactly. And I still walk. You know, one of the things people think, oh, well, if I do A, B, and C, I'll never have to do it again. And that's not true. These are tools that I use again and again. I'm much better at making boundaries, for instance, than I was many years ago. But I still have to make them with certain people, whether it's my boyfriend, my clients, many people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a couple of topics in particular that I would like to talk about that I think that the listeners would find, you know, really important about your book and wanting to go ahead and purchase it. And by the way, we'll mention it a couple of times. You have your book is through Smashwords, as well as Amazon, but you have a special for listeners.
Right. One of the things I love about Smashwords is I can offer a coupon. And so it's going to go until Saturday evening. So you go over to Smashwords. You can just enter my name, Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. When you get there, my book is usually $2.99. I'm giving 50% off. If you enter the coupon ML45D, so that's M as in Mary, L as in love, 45D as in dad, you'll get 50% off. So it's going to cost you $1.50, which is, you know, considering that this took me from 1989 until like 2012 and cost me thousands of dollars, but not only, you know, this is the way I live my life, you're getting a really good deal for $1.50. It's cheaper than a cup of coffee, actually.
It is, it is. I mean, what price love, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, well, okay, so again, everybody, to be able to take advantage of that deal, to get her book for only $1.50, you would go to smashwords.com and type in Pamela's name. Again, Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S, and then type in the coupon code M as in Mary, L as in love, 45, D as in dad. And that will get you that special offer. So great. I want to again make sure we mention it a couple times because, I mean, that is a deal. You know?
It is. It is.
Yeah. So, but one of the things that I found that a theme that really kind of permeated throughout your book was the idea of empower yourself and empower your relationships. That seems to be kind of the basis of a lot of the information and the types of exercises and tools that you provide.
Right, right, and I agree, and I've seen it happen in my own life. I've seen it happen in my own clients' lives. You know, the saying, birds of a feather flock together. If you're very insecure, it's very likely you're going to attract someone who will feed on your insecurities, so that they could mistreat you, abuse you, take advantage of you. But that's just one situation. I mean, a great example of that is somebody who was brought up watching their mother getting beat, and then they go into a relationship and they become their mother, you know, while their husband or maybe even their wife beats them because they haven't been empowered. And the more you work on you, and, you know, empowerment entitles a lot of things. It entitles looking at yourself, working on your self-esteem, getting up the courage, walking through the fear, and also self-love. You need to love yourself for who you are. And I'm not talking about selfish, egotistic love. I'm just saying loving yourself enough that you're going to want someone to be nice to you. You're not going to take inappropriate behavior. And then walking forward and, you know, just finding all kinds of things to empower yourself. One of the ways you can empower yourself is going through your personal healing, taking care of your body, educating yourself, and also living your dreams. That's really important. If you have something, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I want to do this, and they never did that. I remember I did the same thing. I wanted to do psychic readings, and I was so afraid. I was afraid people would judge me. They wouldn't like me. They think I was weird. You know, they'd be burning crosses on my yard. And then I wanted to be, an author. And it just takes little baby steps, but I see how much it's improved my life. And that's why, you know, that's one of my goals, is to help empower other people so they have a better life. So their life, you know, is golden. And it's happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, you know, that is so crucial, you know, and I mean, I can relate to the fear and worry about, you know, like you said, well, you're doing readings, and for me it was, you know, starting the radio show. Like, oh, my God, you know, who would want to listen to me? I don't want to listen to me. Who would want to, you know, who would want to listen to me, you know? And then writing the book, you know, like you said, I mean, you know, that particular process is just very revealing. I mean, you know, first you go through, like, with yours. I mean, yours, you know, is based on a whole number, you know, almost 20 years, well, plus 20 plus years of experience, a very personal experience, you know. So, you know, the idea of writing it out, you know, and then, you know, maybe people not buying it or people being critical of it, that really puts a lot on the line in a way.
Right. But the thing is, one thing I can guarantee you in life is somebody's always going to criticize you about something. I mean, I'm 5'2". I've been called shorty. You know, like, what's wrong with you? Did you stop growing? I mean, they'll find anything to criticize about you about, right?
Oh, yeah. That's something, yeah. But, you know, it is true. And, you know, I have found that there will always be critics no matter what you do. And,
right.
You know, as long as you follow your path and follow your, with high intent, then you're fine. And then you just kind of have to just shrug those off, again, because there are people who will just criticize just for the sake of, you know, being nasty, so.
Hurt people will go and hurt people, as the saying goes.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Now, one of the things that I laughed about in your book is, you know, the whole idea of when will he come back? You know, will he, you know, the woman. Now, first of all, your book is kind of directed toward women, even though it can be also, you know, men can take a lot of information as well. And, you know, you also indicated same-sex types of situations too. So,
right.
But generally speaking, you know, it is kind of directed toward women. But, and, you know, and you list in there the very common question of, you know, when will he come back? When will he call? I mean, we hear it on Blog Talk all the time, you know, people calling and saying, you know. And then you really take a kind of a, you know, very realistic approach to that, like, you know, forget him, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm going to say probably 25% of the time he might call, he might come back, okay? I'm never going to say never, but I can guarantee you one thing. If that's what you're focusing on, you know, is when he's going to call, when is my ex going to return to me. That energy right there, it might not be, he might not consciously feel it, but it's subconscious, okay, because everything is subconscious. And the fastest way to chase a man away is to think about him constantly, is to want to know where he's going to go, you know, why isn't he calling, you know, basically he feels smothered, okay. The minute you let go and focus on your own life and things you need to get, then he's, then, you know, the your significant other is thinking, well, where is she? How come she hasn't thought about me? How come she hasn't, you know, called me? And again, a lot of this can be at a subconscious level.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, a lot of times you need to focus on why is this so important to me? You know, why am I putting this person, you know, so much in front of my life, whether he makes my joy or my unhappiness?
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things that I mean, first of all, someone who is self-assured, knows what they're doing, is a very attractive, is very attractive to people, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, whatever, man or woman, but, you know, the idea of someone who has a lot of self-respect, a lot of self-confidence, self-determination, isn't needy, you know, that's very attractive to people,
right.
You know, so, and, you know, quite often, you know, I've personal experience is that, you know, in between relationships, I've really noticed that the important thing at that time was really to get to know myself, you know what I mean? It's like that alone time was critical for me to get a stronger sense of self, and being able to become stronger so that when, you know, that relationship, you know, came around, that I didn't get lost in it. You know what I mean? That it was, I mean, I was an equal contributor to the relationship.
Exactly. For instance, my boyfriend does not call me every day. Okay, we might email each other here and there. We'll talk. I mostly see him on the weekends. Right now that works for me. Maybe not in the future. But, you know, I very rarely think, why hasn't he called me? What, you know, what's going on? My life is too busy. In fact, sometimes he does call me, and I'm like, okay, I can't talk too long because I'm in the middle of doing this. And you know what? He likes that. He likes that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want somebody who's going to, you know, be on his back constantly. That's very important.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, too, Robert, that some people will be intimidated by your independence. Okay, because you can't be rescued. They might not feel like they're needed. They can't control you. And you know what? That's wonderful because you don't need those kind of people in your life.
Right. Yeah, that's very important too. I mean, because those are signs of a future relationship that wouldn't be healthy, and kind of like
exactly.
should be a red flag to like let me look elsewhere. You know, so. But I really like the way that your book focuses a lot on the empowering yourself, you know, because, you know, once you get yourself set, then not even just love relationships, but all relationships can then, you know, be improved.
Right, and that's why it's called Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, because of course, you know, our significant other, our love relationship, that is very important to us. But, you know, if that's all we have, we'd get bored. We need other relationships in our lives, you know? You know, whether that's with clients or friends or, you know, family or, you know, even our pets, it's really important.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, I agree. Now, there was an example that you used in your book. Now, throughout your book, you have personal examples of things that you've done in your personal experiences, as well as you've included some stories of clients whose, of course, names have been changed to kind of protect them from, you know, being outed. But and I believe this was one of the stories that was a client. But anyway, it talked about not wanting to open up a can of worms. I mean, the whole idea of avoiding certain topics and certain discussion because that would open up a can of worms. But yours, and your comment about it was like, you know, who wants to carry around worms? You know, I just chuckled at that. But can you talk a little bit about, you know, the whole idea about that of you know, the importance of addressing those topics rather than just avoiding?
Right. Well, first of all, they're scary. Okay, they are. They're scary, whether it's, you know, looking at your childhood issues or having to have a discussion with somebody about, you know, whatever it is, you know. It's scary. So you need to have the courage to go through them. However, it is like walking around with a bunch of worms inside of you, okay, because it's always there. You know, it's always on your mind. It's always, you know, it's like having to clean the bathroom, and every time you go into the bathroom, it's dirty. It's a constant reminder. It gets in the way of you being empowered, of you having a joyful life. And it also stops from, you know, if it's, for instance, if it's with another person, an issue you need to work on, it stops you from fully enjoying the relationship because you have that block there. Okay?
Yeah.
So you do need to open up that can of worms. If it's a childhood issue and, you know, I'm going to say, let's, for instance, you were molested, okay, which is a whole other topic. But the thing is, you need to heal those wounds. Even if it was like, you know, let's say it was mental abuse or verbal abuse, whatever kind of abuse, you need to heal those wounds because what happens is you repeat the same thing and not necessarily consciously. You know, I'm a hypnotherapist, so I know a lot of this is at the subconscious level, but you will repeat the same kind of, you know, issues. You will attract the same kind of people who are going to bring pain in your life. You really do need to look at those worms. And it's funny, I'm getting a Sting song. I'm hearing the Sting song. My guys are giving me free, free, set them free. Because when you free them, you know, you can let the light in. You know, let the light of God, let the light of God, you know, let the light of goodness in. So it really is important to open up those can of worms and let them go. You don't need to hold on to them.
No, I agree. And you're right. I mean, it is an unnecessary burden, you know, to carry around. And it would be. It would be always a nagging, some kind of like nagging thing at you that would truly prevent you from experiencing life to its fullest. So,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. But I liked, you know, I'm glad that you put that example in there because, again, I think a lot of times, you know, those are things that in relationships, again, love and other relationships, those are things that a lot of people who, particularly those who don't, who try to avoid conflict would try to kind of keep under wraps and just try and ignore or suppress as well. So.
Right.
Yeah. Now, one other topic I'm going to talk about before we will take a break at the bottom of the hour, and again, we will be taking calls, so if you'd like to call in, the number is 619-789-4359, but this particular topic, you called it the FU letter. So, now, we had just a brief talk before we went on air about that. Let's talk about, you know, what exactly it is and why you included it in your book.
Well, because it's something that I use quite often. The FU letter is a letter where you write it in a journal or on a piece of paper, and you write everything that you're thinking and feeling, especially if it's towards someone else. And when, you know, and I've actually wrote FU on a whole page in my journal. I remember doing that. And really what it is, it's releasing all those feelings that you have, all those thoughts that you have. And think of them, you know, we just talked about the can of worms. That's what it is, okay? And it's very healing because, you know, it's amazing. You don't realize you're thinking or feeling these things. And when you get it out on a piece of paper, you let it go, okay? But it's a process with the FU letter. One of the things you never, ever do is you never send, especially the first draft, to somebody, okay, because it feels really good. So please do not do an FU letter, you know, in an email, you you know, in a text, okay, do it on a piece of paper, you know, don't even have it on your computer, okay, because you may need to burn it or whatever. And the good thing about that is you can rip it up, you can burn it. You can put it in, you know, flush it down the toilet. It's kind of like a letting go. Or you can keep it, and I used to keep it, and then I'd write a second letter. And then I'd write a third letter. And then I'd write a fourth letter. Because each time I wrote a letter on this situation or this person, after letting that out, the feelings got less and less. My grudges, my resentments, you know, the whole situation, it started to heal, okay? And when it got to the point where I could write to them, like, you know, like kind of how I'm feeling now, in a calm state of mind, you know, and actually see the lesson that I got from this person, I knew I healed it. And it's a process.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, you know, and I had to laugh at it. Now, you know, before we came on air, you mentioned that some people have felt that maybe that was a little too abrupt, that maybe
right.
You should have changed that. And,
right.
And what was your response to that was?
Right. Well, they actually wanted me to make it screw you, okay, which actually is a little, you know, when I say it on air, you know, hopefully no children are listening, the F-U sounds a little more better. And you know, and I debated that, and I said, well, it could offend some people, but you know what? What I'm trying to do teach in this book is for people to be themselves. Because that's how you feel
right.
empowered, by being you, no matter how weird you are, okay? Because I know I'm weird. And if I don't do that, if I don't use that term, for one, I could be discussing this book, you know, and people are going to expect me to use another word. But the most important thing was I wasn't being true to myself. I wasn't being real.
Yeah.
This is what I call it, and this is how it helped me.
Right.
So,
yep. And yeah. I'm glad that, you know, you kept it and stuck to your integrity of that. And, you know, one of the things that I think is the real important part of that is that, you know, that may not be the type of terminology that you would use, but the whole idea is really to get that emotion out and to
right.
really get it on paper. And, again, you know, you stress, you know, don't send out the first or second or maybe third, maybe even after the fourth or fifth, have someone look it over to make sure, you know, it's kind of, you know, okay, or, you know. But the really important thing is not to bottle it up. And, you know, and there's so much can be said for the releasing of that pent-up frustration and, you know, the whole idea of burning it, I mean, or even flushing it down the toilet, the symbology with both of those is, you know, really adds to the whole idea of releasing that emotion.
Right, right, letting it go. And for me, you know, the F word to me is very empowering. That's me personally, okay? It just, like, it can use for so much, you know, and as many women will agree, we're taught not to be angry, and I know I held in my anger, and that is one thing that helps me to get out my anger. And then after I let go of my anger, and this is for every human being, just not me, I have to look what's underneath there. And usually it's underneath that anger there's very deep hurt. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that helps me get in touch with that. It's really important to do that.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, we have a couple of people in the chat room saying, you know, that they don't necessarily use the F word, but they speak their mind when pushed. But the whole important thing is just the release of that anger.
Right,
and
so you don't
too.
Do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. But so you don't.
No.
And another important thing in releasing emotions, and especially anger, is so you don't do something inappropriate with someone else. You know, because in the heat of the moment, that's when we usually say or do things, you know, and unfortunately that's even how murder occurs, you know, and then we always regret it afterwards, unless, of course, you're a psycho, and then you wouldn't even be listening to the show.
So. Well, I don't know, we might have a few, but anyway, hopefully there aren't that many, but... Okay. So anyway, those were three of the areas: the empowering yourself, you know, the can of worms, and the FU letter. Those were just three of. I mean, you have many other types of tips and tools for people in the book to help them really create more, you know, loving and supportive love relationships as well as additional relationships. So those are the three things I just kind of wanted to highlight, and we're actually almost down to the bottom of the hour. So let's go ahead, and we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be taking calls. But before we do, for people who may not have heard you either on your show or on my show before, tell the people a little bit about the types of readings that you do.
Okay. Well, they call me the musical psychic because a lot of times I get messages to song lyrics. I focus mostly on love and relationships, but, of course, the empowerment, the self-growth. I see, and I do at times use tarot just to bypass my ego. So that's just kind of quick synopsis of what I do.
Okay,
oh, and I do email readings, too, for anybody who's not comfortable speaking. You know, I love email,
because
I'm a writer. I'm a writer. I love email readings.
That's really good. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then when we return, we'll go ahead and take calls. So those of you who are in the queue, just go ahead and stay there, and we'll be right back after this very brief break.
Hello, I'm Marion Brownlee, author of Facing Demons at marionbrownlee.com. I would like to just give you a short review on Robert Sharpe's book, Joy Potential. It's a great little book and especially valuable for those who are starting on their spiritual path, seeking to make change in their lives and possibly fearing to go there, wondering if you're going in the right direction or if you should be changing directions. It explains how a little bit of faith goes a long way, and sometimes you just need to follow your own gut instincts and you will end up where you're supposed to be going. So enjoy the read and spend the time to just have a little think about what's in the book, and it will help you along your path. Many blessings.
Hi, I'm Roy Worley, and I'd like to talk a little bit about Robert Sharpe's thought-provoking and insightful book, Joy Potential. I personally witnessed a wellspring of people who have responded to share their personal experience as to how reading Joy Potential affected them and their life in a very positive way. It's been interesting also to see how different parts of the book really impact people at different levels of their consciousness. So if you've not read and then reread Joy Potential, get your copy today.
For more information, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777. Okay, everybody, thank you for staying with us. Again, this is the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and today my very special guest is Reverend Pamela Cummins. She is author of Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. You can find out more about her, again, by visiting her website, which is www.pamelacummins.com. She is also a Belle Esprit Diamond Psychic, and I want to thank Belle for having a wonderful series with us last year, and Pamela was part of that series as well. And again, I want to thank Marion Brownlee for the wonderful review that she gave me about the Joy Potential book from Australia. And I think that's all. And I do want to remind you that Pamela has a special offer for her book that will go through Saturday. You can get her book, which is normally $2.99 for half price, $1.50. It's a great deal, and you can do that by going to smashwords.com and type in Pamela's name, Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S, and then it'll bring up her book, and then you will use the code M, the coupon code, M as in Mary, L as in love, 45, D as in dad. So, and I'll go ahead and be sure to add that coupon code in the show page description. And again, it's only good through Saturday, correct, Pamela? Pamela?
That is correct. I think it's 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, or Pacific Time. I'm not exactly sure how that works. So get it while you can. Get your coupon.
There you go. Get it by Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
That way you'll know. There you go. Okay. Well, anyway, and I also do want to remind everybody that Pamela does have her own show as well here on Blog Talk Radio called The Love Channel Show, which is listed in the relationships category. And her show can be heard on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern. And, again, I also have a link to her show page in our show page description for today's show. So.
Right. And I just want to add the fact while I'm thinking about it, I do have an upcoming workshop for singles. It's called Empowering Singles, and it's 5 weeks, and you can find that on my website before I forget that.
Oh, great. Oh, good.
Yeah.
So all you singles out there, sign up. Get yourself off that singles list.
Yeah. <So. laughs> Become empowered. That's the most important thing. And
become
then love
power. Yeah, get yourself that love relationship. Okay. All right, well, we've got quite a few people here in the queue, so let's go ahead and start. And the first caller that we have is Ani, A-N-I, from L.A., California. Hello, Ani.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, hi. Hi, Ani. And how can I help you today?
Well, I have a question. Regarding my love life, there's a person I've really cared about for a long time, and I haven't seen this person in a month or two. And the last time we saw each other, everything was fine and we were both happy, and we haven't really had contact with each other since. I've made a couple of attempts to reach this person, and the person hasn't tried to reach me back except for one time, maybe about a week and a half ago, which was a very brief email. And so I wanted to find out, what is going on in regards to this person, and also, is this a person that I'm supposed to be with, or is someone else coming into my life?
Okay, well, the first thing, I kept on hearing the song lyric over and over again, and it's like I'm on my way home, sweet home, and it feels like that he's back home. I don't know if that means another relationship or someplace else he needs to be, okay? And I am getting to let him go, okay? And I'm, I heard it earlier. I'm hearing that Sting song, Free, Free, Set Him Free. It feels like I need to set him free. I do feel he's going to come back around, okay? But now I'm hearing the Led Zeppelin song, Dazed and Confused. It feels like he's very confused right now, and I'm seeing another door open, okay? And it's really funny. They're saying bachelor number 3, and he's holding a cake, okay? And that one just feels really good. And, okay, and you're taking a slice, and I understand. Now, it took me a minute. I was thinking, was it your birthday? But I don't feel like, your present significant other is giving you his whole self, where this other one feels like he's going to give you all of him, the whole cake, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm getting, you don't necessarily have to completely close the door on him, but I am getting to open up the door for someone else. I just feel like they're going to make, help you more with what you're looking for and what your needs are. Okay, so I hope that helps.
Yes, it does, and because I wanted to find out, is he okay? Is everything all right with
him? I feel like he's okay. I don't feel like anything physically is wrong with him. I'm just getting dazed and confused. It feels like he's working things out. And quite honestly, I'm hearing that song again, I'm on my way home, sweet home. I feel like he could be looking at an older relationship. Okay, or something that involves home issues. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you don't want to hear that, but that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Well, sometimes good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Annie.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. And I'll keep you in my prayers.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, it's just important to know when to move on, isn't it?
And again, I do feel coming back around again, but, you know, whether or not she wants him back, I just feel like there's somebody, again, that was interesting. I never saw it as a birthday cake. You know, that was an interesting analogy.
Yeah, very interesting. It's, and for those of you who haven't noticed by now, the musical psychic that you often get messages from songs. I mean, you know, songs that kind of play in your head, correct?
Yeah, not always, but, you know, not always, but, a lot of times I do. If somebody's very visual, it's funny. Sometimes I'll get a lot of visual, and if somebody's very musical, I'll get song after song after song, you know. However, my guides and angels can get the message through. That's how they'll do it. And sometimes, this is really neat, is I'll actually see pieces of my own life, and they'll show an incident out of my own life that I can share with somebody else to help them in their current situation.
Oh.
Yeah, that's interesting when that happens. It's really weird to see yourself.
I would think so. But that's your message to share of yourself. I mean, share your life experience.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people who get those musical messages, but really discount them. I mean, you know, for some people it's just like, it's just a song playing in my head I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where I think sometimes people fail to really recognize the value behind some of those messages.
Oh, yeah, and it can come on the radio. You might hear a certain song over and over. I remember when I was in my early 30s and I was dating this man, and I kept on getting this song, it's a song lyric, "You're just a lover out to score, stop making a fool out of me," okay? And I was like, oh my God. So obviously that, you know, relationship didn't go anywhere. I'm laughing about it now, but it, you know, back then, you know, that was a long time ago. That was, you know, it was pretty painful.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, we've got a couple other people in the chat room saying that they too get messages from songs sometimes. So, yeah, so that's the one thing I just wanted to bring up because, you know, again, I think sometimes people, you know, discount that, but it can be a very effective way of getting a message across. So.
Right, because obviously I'm not the only human being who gets that, you know.
Right, Okay, all right, we're going to go now to Boston, and we have Annette. Hello, Annette.
Hello. Hi, Pam.
Hi,
how are you?
Hello.
I'm doing okay, and how can I help you today?
Actually, my question is in regards to work. It seems like I get so close to a job, and it just disintegrates.
First of all, I got two things. Okay, first, I feel like you're, like, grasping too hard. Okay, because you want something so bad, and that's out of fear. Okay, so I'm hearing to let it go. And the second thing I'm getting is you're not exactly looking in the right place, and what that means to me is you're not exactly doing what your heart wants you to do, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's the fear, and I think you understand what I'm talking about, all right? Yeah. So start doing, you know, the steps to get to that place. And I don't feel like it's an overnight process. I feel like it's a process. And when you start doing that, they're so funny. I heard the floodgates were open, and I saw a door open, and all this water's coming through. Okay, yeah. But you will be taking. You'll be taking. You know, you will. It's weird. I was about to say you will be taken care of, and for some reason, I heard ride, hitching a ride. Okay, so I guess they're saying just go along for the ride. You'll be taken care of. Okay, because when you think about hitching a ride, you know, you're not driving the car. Okay, let go and let God. You will be taken care of. Okay, so,
you're absolutely right about that because that's what I'm struggling with because I feel like I'm just like, I'm antsy. I'm very antsy. I'm very anxious. It's like, you know, hurry up. Let's get this moving. Let's get this going. And it's like whenever I feel that anxiousness, I really have to take a deep breath and step back and say, okay, let go and let God. But I don't know, when you say what makes my heart sing, what's in my heart,
Well, that's something. Oh. That's something. That's something that you're going to have to explore. Okay.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So think about it. And usually, what it is I can't make any money doing that. Okay, that's usually what it is. You know.
Right. That's true.
Because it's that doubt, and I'm also getting to go for a walk and meditate. I just feel like that will help you clear
yes.
your head.
Yes.
One of the things you're good at is trying to find
yes.
and grasp. And, you know, sometimes it comes, like, for instance, if I'm having a slow period, because I do get them, especially, like, in the summertime, and if I'm so worried, if I just let go and I'm like, I'm going for a walk or I'm going to go visit a friend, I come back and there's always somebody who's called me or left me a message
yes.
who has an appointment. So that's what you need to do.
That's so true. And it's like that whenever I have an issue with the same thing with money, it's
right.
like, again, when you just let it go and not concentrate so much on it, it's like I will look down and, like, there's $5.
There you go.
Money would just show up.
Yeah.
I'd be letting go all the time.
I know.
I wouldn't hold on to a thing.
I know.
Hey, I found about a month ago, I found $20 like cleaning my room. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, and I went out and I got, what is that, Ben and Jerry's, what is that, coffee, buzz. Oh, my God, that stuff is awesome.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
And what's interesting
talk about
is that... Talk about
the value of decluttering, you know?
Yes,
exactly.
You know, what's interesting is that I find money in the midst of a crowd.
Okay.
I would see money. I mean, there were times where, you know, I would be in the city walking around, and it's always crowded in Boston, downtown Boston. It's always crowded. I came out of a shoe store right in front of me, and people are walking by, walking on it. There was $20. And
okay.
I picked it up. I'm like, nobody saw this. And a friend said to me, she said, you know, to them it was a gum wrapper. To you it was money.
Right.
Because it was meant for you.
Right. Yeah. There you go. So that's, you're just reminding yourself to let go and let God.
Yes. Yes. That's so true. Thank you both so very much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you
thank
for calling
you. You're welcome, Annette.
Many blessings. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
You as well. All right. Bye. Yeah, boy, if I had that kind of luck.
Well, just think it's so, Robert.
Yeah.
Just think it's so. That's all.
True. I will. From now on, I'm not going to hold on. No.
There you go.
No, but there is a really big lesson in that, you know, and letting go. And like you, you know, I have found sometimes when I've just taken myself out of a situation and gone on a walk that, I mean, things just almost miraculously seem to kind of unfold or resolve themselves, you know, just by taking that break.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's kind of like the FU letter we were talking about earlier. If you get it all out and you let it go, then things do resolve itself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and now go to Chicago, and it's Charlicia. Hello, Charlicia.
Hello.
Welcome
Hi.
To the
Hi. I'm calling because, okay, this guy, we've been trying to get together for years. It's like everything that could go wrong went wrong. Everything was in the way. Every time we get close to getting together, it's like something happened and he just pulled away or something. You know, but, you know, it's been good for a while or whatever, for maybe a year or two. We've been talking every day and stuff, and then all of a sudden, it's like he went quiet on me, like he's distant, and we haven't even talked in like 3 weeks. So I'm like, what is going on, you know? Are we
okay.
ever going to be able to get to that point, or is it just not going to happen?
First of all, I heard was not time yet, okay? I am also seeing, I hate to say this, I'm seeing a Grateful Dead album, okay? I'm not getting a song, but I'm seeing an album, and it's called Skeletons in the Closet. It's a really old album, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there are things that he is hiding for you, but it definitely doesn't feel like time. I'm also getting that he, you know, is really scared of having that intimacy, and I'm not talking about sex. now my guides are playing the song Getting to Know You. He's afraid of you getting to know you, okay? And now I'm hearing that Kenny Rogers song, You Got to Know When to Fold, When to Walk Away, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm actually getting to, you know, start walking away, look elsewhere. I'm seeing Easter baskets, okay, for you to check out, and that's my analogy, don't put all eggs in one basket. And I'm mm-hmm. going to be blunt. Once you start doing that, you know, he's going to come back, okay? You know, but I am getting, you know, I'm getting to look at other options. Because, again, there's those skeletons in the closet that he's not telling you about.
It's like, oh, I don't want to, okay, you say not, don't put one, all eggs in one basket, and then I'll go out there, you know, meet other people, might like somebody, and then he come along, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to make that decision.
Okay, but then again, you know, it's like we were talking about earlier, opening up the can of worms, okay? If you don't make, if you don't move on, you're going to stay stuck where you are, and that's not comfortable either. If you do move on, you know, change is scary, and you know what? There's always, it's life. There's always a decision. There's always an obstacle we're going to have to deal with, but you need to move forward because right now, you know, you're stuck, and this is a nasty analogy, but I'm going to say it anyhow, okay, because I'm saying it. Water that doesn't move becomes stagnant, and it starts to stink, and it starts to grow bacteria, okay? So you don't want to be in that position. You want to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so, and that's
and
my hope
and
for
it sound,
you.
It, you know, and it just sounds like, you know, I mean, it, you know, he's got issues, you know, I mean, things that he hasn't told you or maybe he doesn't want that intimacy. But, you know, I mean, it's important for you to kind of take care of you, you know, and what you want and, you know, explore all your options, you know.
Right. And the other thing, I'm sorry, Robert.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. And the other thing, too, is you need to look at why you're you know, settling for this when I know you want more. That's another thing to ask yourself.
I don't know. Like, I didn't ask for this. I told him this. I didn't ask for this. I didn't want anybody. I didn't care. I didn't want a boyfriend. I didn't want to be in love, none of that. I was just wanting to be free, happy. I wasn't paying attention to no guy. He comes out of nowhere and does this. I don't know why. Why this had to happen to me?
Because
well,
God
you know
is
what?
Letting you know. Go ahead,
yeah.
Robert.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, it's just the way for you to, you know, my sense is for you the way to get to recognize what it is you want and what you don't want. You know what I mean? Sometimes you find out what you want by seeing things and having people in there that you don't want. You know what I mean? It kind of process of elimination. You know, no, nope, I don't want that. Thank you. No, nope, I'm gonna move on next. You know, what I mean. So that was just my two cents.
Yeah, no, but I agree. And also, I want to point out, and this is coming from me. This is not from my guides, but because you didn't want anyone, you wanted your freedom, and you know what? That's what you got. The universe delivered. You got somebody who will allow you to have your freedom, and you don't have to have anybody. Okay? So, you know. So, again, it's like Robert said, what do you want, what you don't want? So, you know, take a time out and figure out exactly what you want.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Just have some fun. Just have some fun.
There you go. There you go.
I'm old, so I don't have fun. I'm just like an old lady. I just want to, I don't know.
Well,
see, that's the thing. You said you don't know. Now you know one of the things
no,
you don't
just
want.
Like, I don't know. I'm just not like the average person my age. I always just, I act like I'm beyond my years. Everyone calls me grandma and stuff. I don't party. I don't do nothing. I'm just like an older person. I don't know why I'm like this, but I am.
Well, I think you're a wonderful, unique person in yourself, and it doesn't matter if you're not like anybody else your age. You are you, and that's all that's important. So, you just love you for you, and get the right man that you want when you want him, and not before.
Uh-huh.
Up to then, you have some fun. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Is there anyone coming to my life anytime soon that's gonna make me forget about this creep?
You're gonna have to. Honestly, you're gonna have to let him go.
Oh my gosh. And how am I supposed to do that?
Now, listen, you don't need another one to make you let go of him. You can just let him go on yourself. You don't need anybody else to back up. You don't need to back up.
I want to. I want to. How am I supposed to do this?
Okay.
I don't
know. Well, you know, I'm getting a vision, okay, and this is one of my symbols. I'm getting a vision of a huge Band-Aid, okay? And a lot of times when somebody doesn't, you know, look at the relationship, doesn't grow from why this relationship is ending or not going forward, what they do is they go into another relationship or they get someone else to forget about it, but they have this huge Band-Aid and there's a scar there and it's not healed. So, you know, don't do that and get right into another relationship. You know, you can look around, but really you need to take a time out and figure out exactly what you want.
Yep. Okay, Charlotte, yeah. I want to take one more caller before we end, but just have some fun. Just let him go. Know that that's not what you want. And like you said, you know, you'll find the one that you want, even if you have to go through a couple of frogs before you get there.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Yeah. Okay.
There's always frogs.
Okay. Listen, you have a good time. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Okay, we have enough time. Actually, we're going to run a little bit over time for a minute or two. But I want to thank everybody for joining us for the show here. I mean, there was one more person that I had screened ahead of time that I'd like to take the call, and it's Kalikia from Florida. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Kalikia, yeah.
Hi.
You have a question there for Pam, Mala?
Yeah. I want to know, what do you see upcoming in my love life?
Okay, and you're single right now?
Yes.
Okay, because what I'm seeing right now, for one thing, your energy just feels wonderful. It feels really loving, very fun, okay? And I'm seeing a bunch of men around you, okay, observing you. So I feel like, I don't know, this is the word my guides used. I wasn't going to use this. You have some fans, okay? All right, and quite honestly, they don't interest you, okay?
Really? Wow.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And when I do feel love, and quite honestly, I'm not sure if you're going to meet that person then or that's when you're going to be in a relationship, but I heard a really old song in the Merry, Merry month of May. So in May, it definitely feels like there will be a relationship. In the meantime, I'm getting to have fun, and I love when I get this. I'm seeing you, like, picking up, like, a little hors d'oeuvre, you know, from a tray that a waiter brought around and tasting it. And what that means to me is, you know, sample the guys. You know, take your time. Find out what's right for you because this does feel like a love of a lifetime, okay? So, you know, enjoy your singlehood because that's really important. And I'm seeing an old spiritual advisor of mine. And I remember at one time she was looking for a husband and she dated like 6 or 7 men. It was hysterical, okay? I would get a kick out of listening to her stories. I was a little jealous, quite honestly, at the time, okay? And she was describing him, and she described this one guy. She's like, he's a little overweight, you know, he's cute, he's really nice, and he lets me be myself, right? And I don't know, 6 months later, she said, so I finally made a decision. I said, yeah, is it the guy who's a little overweight, you know, but lets you be yourself? And she's like, how did you know? And I said, because you can be you around him. That's so important, okay? So I'm not saying that your upcoming mate, actually I'm just feeling tall, you know, but I'm getting that he will love you for you. He won't be a fan, okay?
What does that mean?
Meaning usually when, like, a guy says, oh, she's so beautiful and puts you a little bit on pedestal and I got to have her, it's usually an illusion, okay? In fact, I'm hearing an old Jackson song, The Love I Saw Was Just a Mirage, you know, it's a fantasy that this guy's having about who and what you are. This guy, who, again, I'm hearing the song Merry, Merry Month of May, is going to like you for you, and that's what's really important. So be you.
Okay, and so you said you see that coming up in May, but for right now you just see me picking the field, I guess? With other people, because I've been single for a long time, so it's like,
But I'm not saying, what I'm feeling is you're either going to meet them in May, or it's going to be a relationship by May, okay? Timing, you know, we're the ones who are caught in space and time, you know, in the spirit world and where I get this information, everything's happening at once, okay? So, you know, don't go with timing. I'm, you know, basically go out there. Enjoy your fans, the guys, you know, and don't worry. He is definitely coming, okay? And again, it feels like marriage, a love of a lifetime. You're not going to be alone. yeah, you're not going to be alone forever, okay? Because I know how that feels. Like, he's never coming. She's not. No, enjoy life now because, you know, I'm just getting it's on the way. It's on the way. You just want to be with the right one, okay?
I keep, like, fans around me, like people that like me, but I don't seem interested.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you might not even notice them there.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, just be yourself, and then you'll get it. Okay, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, all right. Well, Pamela, this has been a lot of fun. I want to thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me. This was fun.
Great. Now, before we close, I do want to say remind everybody that I'm going to be a guest on Pamela's show on September 24th. Again, that's on a Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm looking forward to that. So feel free to tune in for that. And also, before we go, I want to remind everybody about the special coupon offer that Pamela is offering listeners that will be good through Saturday, and don't wait till Saturday. Get it before then. And it's for her book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, regularly $2.99. It will be half price. It's half price for $1.50. That's like dirt cheap. And in order to take advantage of that, you would purchase her book through smashwords.com. And again, you would type in Pamela's name, Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. And then when it brings up a book, you would enter the coupon code of M as in Mary, L as in love, 45, D as in dad. And that will get you that special offer. So thank you, Pamela. I'm looking forward to our show in September, as well as having you back in December for the year-end series as well.
It sounds great. It sounds great. Thank you, Robert, for having me, and have an awesome day.
Thank you. You as well. And everybody, until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BiteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/BiteRadioMe and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. Be sure to visit our website at www.byteradio.me, that's BiteRadio.me. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.